This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and a happy New Year's Eve to you. That's right, we're here, and we're live in the studio, as we always are. And the weed tonight is me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
Of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on into the show here. And bring up what you want. You can talk about the year that was or the year ahead. Whatever it is that is on your mind goes if you decide to get involved. And otherwise, we've got things to bring to the table, including more from economics in one lesson when we get a chance. Also, video gaming disorder. Johnny Ray,
do you have it? I've got it.
We're going to get into that coming up here. But since it is New Year's Eve, I mentioned this last night on the air, and we never got to it. The story about the what is now being called an unprecedented level of security in New York City, security being the police state that has dropped down upon the New Year's Eve revelers who will be in, I think, record-setting cold temperatures. I mean, this is it's pretty cold up here in the Northeast right now. It's in the negatives here in New Hampshire as we're doing the show. I'm sure it'll be slightly warmer in New York, but not that much.
Yeah, I call days like we've been having the past week nostril crispers.
Yeah, it is chilly out there, and I was grateful to have a scarf on tonight. And if you're going to be out on New Year's Eve and you're in a cold place, it's going to be brutal. Not just the cold, but also potentially being brutalized by New York Police Department if you're in Times Square. The story from AM New York, AMNY.com. More cops, more bomb-sniffing dogs, and more police snipers than ever are being deployed by the New York Police Department for New Year's Eve to protect the 2 million spectators expected to cram Times Square to usher in 2018. Now, Johnny, have you ever had any kind of interest in attending something like Times Square New Year's Eve, even before it was a police state hell?
I guess not really.
Me neither.
I don't get it. Well, I mean, thinking about it now, I'm not against it. I do like to watch people. And, you go to a place with a whole bunch of people, then you can do that. I like going to airports and grocery stores and just looking at the people.
This is different, though. I mean, it's so many people. You're literally, like, squished in. There's that many people.
Yeah, well, I'm from the South, and when I see on the morning shows everybody outside the studios in the cold, that's never appealed to me.
Because
New York just seems like a cold, windy place and seems like record low temperatures tonight.
Doesn't sound like fun to me to go out there and stand in that and then watch a ball drop from, from a height.
And you've got snipers on you and all of your avenues of exit are cut off by sand-filled trucks.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said counterterrorism planners are heeding lessons from recent terrorist attacks, including three in Manhattan since September of 2016. O'Neill said, quote, people will be safe. And they should feel safe, too. At 11 a.m. Sunday, crosstown traffic was shut down from 37th to 59th Streets and 6th to 8th Avenues, and the area was sealed off with concrete barriers, blocker cars, and sand-filled trucks, said Terrence Monahan, the New York Police Department's patrol chief. He said the department's also restricting trucks on those avenues to stop a suicide bomber from detonating an explosive like the one set off December 11th under the Port Authority bus terminal. Officers are searching celebrants twice when a person approaches the Times Square area and again at each designated gathering place with specially trained dogs and metal detectors and by officers examining each reveler's bags. So not only do you have an incredible police presence just in general with just the number of officers, the snipers, the trucks, the cars, the whole thing, you're also having your privacy invaded if you plan to go to this particular area, which is ostensibly a public place. They have decided that you will be subject to not one, which in previous years I believe it had been one search when you had entered the area. So again, after September 11th, they started to crack down. I believe it was September 11th that really started the police state crackdown on Times Square. I think this is the first year they're doing two searches. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. That seems like an added level of police infringement upon your liberties. Going on here, to avert a Vegas-style sniper shooting from above, New York Police Department officers are being assigned to every hotel in the Times Square area. O'Neill hinted that guest rosters are being scrutinized, but he declined to elaborate.
Well, the police are in a tough situation, or the authorities, I should say. Mm. You know, personally, I think that socialized police is not the way forward for humanity. I think that we should just have private organizations. Mm-hmm. People can buy what they want to buy. But what we have now, the police, if they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, because if something happens and they didn't do and they weren't able to stop it, then there's always something they could have done that would have tipped them off that something strange was happening. So they just have to go all in and surveil and regulate these crowds as much as they can, and just try to pick out a line that they shouldn't cross. I don't know how they go about doing that, but basically they just go all in.
Just keep on going.
Yeah.
Right? Year after year, it continues to be new, unprecedented levels. So I'm sure last year was worse than the year prior to that, was worse than the year prior to that. And now they're using other attacks as their excuse for more police presence. Oh, well, somebody shot from a hotel window in Vegas, so now we got to bring in more spotters. We got to bring in more officers to be in the hotels. And, you know, that way we can say we're doing something about this.
Yeah. It's often when there is some kind of an incident of violence that happens, it's terrorism related, the authorities, it comes out, they knew who this person was, and they had done some preliminary investigation of him because they have to, or they feel like they have to watch everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what they do is they just get a superficial little bit of data about everybody, a very wide, shallow pool of data that doesn't help them as much, instead of being able to concentrate on real threats and devote maximum resources to somebody who's actually going to do something.
Right, and you got to remember that all of this is security theater. We've certainly seen the TSA testing themselves and failing miserably, like 90% failure rates are not uncommon with their own tests of their own security agents. But beyond that, even if they were really good, and here they are saying they're going to search you twice, just in case they missed something the first time, they're going to search you again. And even if they have the most thorough searches, you've got to remember, somebody who wants to cause destruction or cause terror, destroy lives, destroy property, that person, in my opinion, is not going to care whether or not they blow up the Times Square ball, whether they can make their way into the center of the crowd. I mean, obviously, if you can be at the center of things, that's more spectacular, I suppose, as far as the visual of what might happen in a horrifying kind of spectacular way. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's more present if they're in the center of it. But if they want to just terrorize people and do damage, all they'd have to do is set off their bomb at the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole checkpoint thing is nothing more than an illusion of security, because where are the people backed up? At the checkpoint. Now, obviously, Times Square isn't your typical airport. It's even more packed than, you know, an airport would be as far as airport security. But if you want to, you know, if a terrorist wanted to do damage at an airport, they could just set it off at the point of where they're getting checked.
Mm-hmm.
Just blow up the entire checkpoint, and then you've got everybody that's standing in line there as your potential victims, as well as all of the TSA agents. Same thing true in New York City. If somebody wants to set off a bomb, a checkpoint is not going to stop them from setting off a bomb. If they have decided they're going to kill themselves in order to, you know, strike back at the U.S. federal government for what they've done in the Middle East, for instance, then it really is not going to be anything that gets in their way. They're going to follow through on their mission.
Sure, in the Middle East they have security by checkpoint, and that's where it seems the majority of the bombs go off, is at security checkpoints.
Right.
The most dangerous thing you can be is a military policeman in the Middle East.
No doubt. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue. More about the security state in New York tonight on New Year's Eve. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us there if you like. I prefer it because it sounds better. It sounds more like you're sitting in the studio with us here. And the us tonight is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, thanks for coming in on New Year's Eve to join me here. Whole Food Multi-Complete, you need to know about it. If you, let's be honest, you probably aren't eating as well as you should be. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement for that reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation you've experienced, you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money back. It's SimplifyMySupplements.com with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's New Year's Eve. New York City, of course, is where a lot of people go. Millions are expected in Times Square. Two million people expected to brave 10-degree temperatures with wind chills even colder tonight to stand around shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of other people and watch a ball drop from some sort of height.
It's a very nice ball.
It seems a little anticlimactic. But, everybody's got their thing. Whatever it is that floats your boat, if it's standing outside in freezing, below freezing temperatures, and that, that excites you, then God bless you. But to me, it would have been bad enough if all you had to do was go and stand in the cold to watch a ball drop. But now you have to go through 2 security searches in order to even get to where you're going to be standing in the cold. And add to that, plenty of police presence all around the Times Square area. According to a report over at Patch.com, in addition to the double searching that people are going to be receiving, they will also be passing by cops armed with long guns and bomb-sniffing dogs. They will not be allowed to bring large bags, coolers, or umbrellas inside. Now, as we were discussing earlier, all of this is security theater. If somebody wants to blow up the checkpoint, there's no stopping any madman from just walking up and setting off a bomb there, which will, accomplish the goal of causing terror and causing fear and extinguishing innocent human life. So it's nothing that they do can stop that. But searching people's bags can definitely find people with bags of marijuana or other drugs or alcohol, perhaps, underage. Sure. So I wonder, it would be interesting, Johnny Ray, to actually have like a Freedom of Information Act request. Somebody in New York would have to file this, but to file that with New York police just to see, what were the arrests that you made in Times Square on New Year's Eve between the hours of, whenever your searches began and whenever the searches ended, because I suspect there's all kinds of victimless criminals that'll get picked up, as well as other victimless criminals who might just have a gun in their bag simply because they want to protect themselves, albeit illegally, in New York, where, of course, New York City and New York State are some of the least friendly gun places out there. But just because somebody has a gun on them doesn't mean they intended to actually shoot somebody, That's just not the reason why everybody carries guns.
Mm-hmm. And, speaking about law enforcement carrying rifles around on the street, for all of you young listeners, I want you to know that that was not really a sight that you saw not long ago. I grew up, I was a teenager in the 90s, and they didn't do that. And a few years ago, I went to the Philadelphia airport, and every 5 minutes I was passing a police officer with a flak jacket and an M16.
Really?
And there were several dogs in there. I don't think there was anything special happening on it. It was just that's how it is in Philadelphia these days.
That's scary stuff. And I don't know about you out there, dear listener, but to me, it doesn't make me feel safe. It doesn't make me feel secure. And that's what they want you to feel. They want you to feel like all these armed men around, these uniformed state agents, they're out there looking out for you. They're protecting you from the madmen. They're protecting you. They're the thin blue line between the evil in society and the good people. And I'm not saying that there aren't police out there who really do want to protect others. I think those cops exist. I've met them, and I believe that they're honest in what they say about why they got into policing. But I agree with your assessment earlier, Johnny Ray, that this situation that has developed with a centralized, one-size-fits-all bureaucracy of the police coming in to try to solve a problem of unpredictable violence is, you know, you're like plugging holes in the dike. You know, I don't know what the fairy tale was or where that story comes from, but a kid that's like plugging all the holes in the dike. You remember that story from way back when? What the hell was that?
Well, it's from, I assume it's from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Where
that sounds familiar.
It's kept from being flooded by these dikes. And so that's where the story came from.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
Yeah, it's just like you can't possibly cover up all the holes. You can't just keep hiring cops, but it's not going to stop the problem. And the problem has to be stopped. If you want to stop, you know, madmen from setting off bombs, for instance, then that's got to be solved at a much higher level. It's got to be solved at the source, which is, of course,
foreign policy.
Right, foreign policy. The reason why people are setting off bombs. I mean, yeah, it's certainly possible that without the U.S. government's foreign policy that some madman could just want to set off a bomb in a group of people. That's certainly a possibility. It doesn't seem to be as probable, though, given that when you look at the situations with people setting off bombs, it almost always has to do with revenge for something the U.S. federal government has done.
Well, what it almost always has to do with is the FBI finding
that
someone
too.
Who's you know, a little mentally unstable, and then putting ideas in their head and telling them that they'll provide the material support and meet here and we'll give you these briefcases and
yes.
They'll tell you exactly what to do.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Hundreds. Every time.
It's happened at least 200 times since 9/11. There have been that many of these incidents where the FBI has completely ginned up these people. But the people that they are ginning up to do these bombings, they wouldn't be able to motivate them to do them if the foreign policy wasn't what it was.
Well, what Will Griggs said was that the FBI, to recruit these guys, would have their informants, who maybe were guys at mosques, would recruit these guys with videos of dead people at weddings after the U.S. had just shot up a wedding. So they would show them pictures of the aftermath
own creation.
Of U.S. foreign policy to incite these people to acts of violence that they could capture them for and make themselves look good.
And now the police want you to believe that they're keeping you safe from these acts of violence. They say they don't expect the crowd to be any smaller this year despite the frigid temperatures predicted. We'll tell you more about the police state that's coming down in Times Square here tonight. You can also take control of the airwaves. Plus, we got to talk about economics in one lesson on the way and video game addiction. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Invite you to join us right here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. I just paid for my hamburger tonight in Keene with Dash in real life. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Once again, go to Dash.org and you can find out why. As we continue, Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio here tonight talking about the Times Square checkpoints and overall police state that has been brought down on the revelers there that are gathering, I'm sure, as we speak, preparing for tonight's ball droppage of the New Year's Eve celebrations that have been going on there for I don't know how many decades or 100 plus. I don't know how long they've been doing it there, but It's been my whole lifetime, I can tell you that.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah. And so, but now it's going to be even more securitized, or at least that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that all of this police state apparatus is actually making you more safe. But as a guy who recently got swatted found out, it was, I think, Wichita was the headline. I heard a little bit about it tonight. From the group that we have, we've got a social meetup of libertarians in the area, and I haven't watched the video yet, but apparently cops shot to death a man who was at a house at which the police were called to, and where the police were told something was happening that was violent there that wasn't actually happening. And it's what they call swatting, where somebody calls in a false report in order to get the SWAT department or the SWAT team to come out and respond to something that doesn't actually exist. Of course, police didn't know that, though, and so they treated this man as though he were a potential criminal, and apparently the dude came down the stairs as the police ordered him to, but went to use the handrail in order to help himself down the stairs, and they thought that was him going for a gun, so they blasted him to death.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's not an uncommon story these days. So I don't believe the claim that having a bunch of cops around actually makes things safer, especially when you have this issue where the police are trigger happy. Some of them are. I'm not saying all of them are, you know, badge heavies, but these trigger happy cops at some level, most of them know they're going to get away with it. All they have to say is either I thought he had a gun or I was in fear for my life. And pretty much either of those two statements, or both statements, are get-out-of-jail-free cards for any cop who shoots anybody.
Yeah, reaching for a handrail is pretty similar to reaching for your waistband.
That's all they have to say.
That's what we hear all the time.
Yep.
He was reaching for his waistband. That's what happened to Lavoy Finicum, I think.
Really?
Yeah. He got out of the car, he had his hands over his head, and then I think he was shot, and as his hands went down, He was
shot
again.
Right. Well, he might have legitimately been going for his weapon at that point, having been shot at.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Lavoy Finicum was one of the guys who was involved in that Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupation that happened. Is that a couple of years ago now? Was it 2015? I feel like it was a couple of years ago at this point. Early 2015, maybe.
I don't know. My guess is 2016.
Maybe it was 2016. But anyway. Yeah, they killed that guy, and they definitely, you know, again, that's another situation where the cops, they show up to this remote place, and, you know, even in that case, you've got even fewer witnesses than you would in a place like Times Square. But regardless, even with a bunch of witnesses, the police are generally immune from any kind of prosecution for what they'll just call a mistake. Oh, well, he wasn't going for a gun. Well, we didn't know that at the time.
Sure.
Our officers were afraid for their lives.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't believe the claim that having all these cops and bomb-sniffing dogs and snipers and all of this stuff is going to keep people more safe. It just makes people think, oh, well, the police, they're doing something to keep us safe from terror. I feel better. Let's go on here with more from Patch.com. Got to kind of cobble together a couple different sources here. So they're checking people twice this year. You'll be checked when you enter a certain area, just sort of in general, the Times Square region, and then you'll be checked again as you are trying to enter one of the areas in which you would then stand to watch the New Year's ball drop. Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered the Port Authority and state police to beef up their presence at airports, bridges, tunnels, and rail and bus terminals with bag checks and heavily armed officers. The MTA will also be monitoring its security systems for any threats, said state officials. So is the idea that they think that it's more likely that somebody's going to attack on New Year's Eve here?
Yes.
Because if we're talking about, you know, airports, bridges, tunnels, I mean, they can easily make the excuse that, oh, well, there's 2 million people in Times Square, so we need to have all this extra security. But every subway station, every, you know, bridge, tunnel, the airports, these are not Times Square-related areas, but they're beefing up the security there anyway. Well, if it's dangerous to have a group of people somewhere, a group of innocent people who could be blown up by a killer, then isn't it dangerous all times of the year? Isn't it dangerous 365 days out of the year? Why beef up security on just this one day?
Because there's a greater concentration of people and there's a greater concentration of cameras, which makes it a more attractive target for a terrorist attack.
But is there a greater concentration of people on a subway halfway across town from Times Square?
Yep, on this particular night, possibly.
I don't know, man. Not necessarily. I mean, if you go out, look, maybe New Year's Eve in New York City is different, but everywhere I've lived, if it's late on a New Year's Eve, most people are at their parties or wherever it is that they are. They're inside, you know, or unless they're down south where it's warm or something like that.
Uh-huh.
There's not a whole bunch of people driving around, especially as you get later on into the night. Everybody's pretty much in for the night unless they are out at a bar and then having to drive home.
Hmm.
So you're at a greater risk if you're on the streets from being hit by a drunk driver, you know, than anything else,
uh-huh.
Which is one of the reasons why a lot of people stay home, because they know that it's amateur night, that a bunch of people are going to get S-faced drunk out there, and if you want to be hit by a drunk person, tonight's a great night to be out on the roads.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people are aware of that, and that is one of the reasons why they go to where they're going to go, and they stay there. They are going to wake up at that place where they are having their New Year's Eve celebration in a lot of cases.
Okay.
No. So I just don't buy it that, you know, the subways across New York are going to be that much busier. Times Square, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there. No doubt about that. But they're saying they're just beefing up security everywhere. NYPD is also stepping up police presence at transit hubs across the city, said officials. Cops will be on the lookout in the subways following Akied Ula's December 11th attempted suicide bombing near the Times Square station. Police will roll out sand trucks and concrete blocks to protect side streets from cars in the hopes of preventing another attack like Saifullo Saipov's October 31st assault on the Hudson River Greenway that killed 8 people. Remember the guy that ran people down?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
The Islamic State terrorist group inspired both Saipov and Ula. New York police emphasize there's no specific credible threat to the city or the New Year's Eve celebrations, despite the recent circulation of ISIS propaganda encouraging terrorists to target Times Square. Every police precinct in the city will get a tactical bulletin briefing cops on how to respond to a suicide bomber before and after a blast. Terrorists regard New York as that kind of place they want to disrupt, said the mayor, and New Yorkers respond consistently with strength and resiliency. Police will also be closing down the traffic between certain streets, and they will even be sealing off the 125 parking garages in the hopes that no one will bomb a parking garage or something.
Search me.
It's already hard enough to find parking in New York City, and they're just now, they've decided to shut down every parking garage in the vicinity of Times Square. You're going to have to take train. You cannot possibly. I mean, it would have been crazy to try to park down there anyway. It's not even a possibility now. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 and Skype on in at Skype username LRN.FM. Here with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
So we can talk about economics in one lesson. Also, video game disorder. Is that a real thing? Plus, Johnny Ray, you wanted to talk about cops dying?
Yeah, about the latest stats about... how many of them are being killed every year?
Well, since we've been talking about the New York police, seems like an appropriate time to continue on in that particular theme. A lot of supporters of the police would like to have you believe that the police are in a particularly dangerous job. I mean, if you look at what's happening in New York City tonight with the crackdown, the searches, the insane police presence, and all of that, you would think that these cops are in danger every single day. And it's not to say that it isn't a risky career, certainly, if you're, you know, dealing with the criminal element, actual violent criminals, bad things can happen. There's no doubt about that. But is it as dangerous as some of the police apologists would want you to believe? And, Johnny Ray, you're saying that it's pretty much safer than ever.
Well, from USA Today...
Yeah.
The number of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty dropped sharply in 2017, marking the second lowest toll in more than 50 years. As of Thursday, 128 officers have died in the line of duty this year, with 44 shot and killed.
Okay.
That's down 10% from 2016, 143 officers died with 66 gunned down, according to data released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, a nonprofit aimed at honoring officers and improving safety. The only other year with fewer deaths in the past five decades was 2013.
Really?
When 116 officers were killed. And the story is, I've heard similar statistics, and it contravenes the narrative that there's a war on cops going on now.
Right.
And my own mother's belief that the world just gets more and more lethal every year. But violence actually is going down as the years roll by.
That's true.
Humankind seems to be becoming more and more civilized, which is why I've always had, well, I have a long term. I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic.
You've got hope for the future.
Long term, yeah. Short term, you never know what's going to come around the corner.
That's true.
There's fears of war with North Korea in 2018, which certainly seems plausible to me. That could be bad. But the world is not. You know, people. You need to take heart because the world is getting better every year.
Yep, I think that's absolutely true. If there were a war on cops, we would hear about cops being shot and attacked every single day. It would be increasing. But what you're saying is it's decreasing the amount of incidents. And I have to wonder, you said it was 44 or thereabouts were shot of the 120-something that had been killed this year?
That's right.
I do find myself wondering how many of those police shootings were drug war-related, meaning, you know, some undercover cop is doing an undercover sting operation and things go bad and gets shot. You know, in the process of revealing that he's a cop. Or, you know, how many of these situations are, you know, retaliation by drug gangs against the police or whatever circumstances where the cops are chasing down somebody because of drugs and he shoots at them? You know,
sometimes cops get shot by other cops.
That can happen too, yeah. So it would be interesting to see the breakdown of those 40 killings and the rest of them, you know, the other 60-some, you know, or 80 killings. What were the circumstances of those? Because, you know, sometimes cops... Now, was it police killed on duty, or does that include, like, a cop having a heart attack, you know, behind the wheel of a cruiser and then ending up dying because he crashes the car?
Well, that happening would seem to fit within the parameters of these numbers. It just says, as of Thursday, 128 officers have died in the line of duty
this
year.
Okay, that would fit. Any cop who is on duty who dies would fall into that category.
Right, 128 so far this year.
That's why it's interesting to hear how many of them were gun-related, and it would also be further interesting to see the breakdown of how dangerous are we talking about? Because if it's half of them that just died of natural causes on duty just because they were overweight and had a heart attack, as many older cops are, then that would be even more revealing. But regardless, the numbers are down, and I think that's what's the most important factor here.
Right, and what the curiosity it brought up in my mind was for another statistic, that being how many people who aren't cops have been killed by the police this year.
The last year, it was over 1,000.
Yeah, it seems to be about in the neighborhood of 1,000 every year.
Recently, yeah.
However, those numbers, there's really not an official tally of that.
Yeah, I know somebody's keeping track, but officially, no. Certainly the government has no interest in keeping track of those numbers.
As of last year, with the controversy about the police. And the war on cops alleged, one of the Washington papers started investigating how many people are killed by cops every year. So they started keeping their own records.
Yep.
There's also a website, I think, called Fatal Encounters, that they have the highest estimate of how many people are killed by cops every year. But they do it just by going and looking at news accounts and going back through the archived media and getting those numbers. And they, at least at Fatal Encounters, it shows a remarkable increase in the number of people killed by cops
over
the past few years. Like 10 years ago, their records show 300 or 400 people being killed.
Wow.
Now, I suspect that has something to do with the paucity of records, the lack of data that we have about this particular event.
It may also be, and it just from sort of a wider perspective, it might also be because of people who are less likely to become cops, like good people, less likely to join the police because the pay's not that great, and they are going to be hated by their peers. So younger people especially, a lot of them get kind of roped into these drug investigations and get arrested when they're younger, and they turn against the police because they've seen either the police harassing them personally or seen the police harassing and arresting their friends or family members. And I think the younger generations are more probably aware than some in the older generations, but that's not true. Certainly some older generation folks have been abused by the police as well. But, you see, it's the younger ones that are being recruited to be cops. And so you see this kind of pushback against the mentality of the police, and that plays out into making it harder for departments to hire people who are good, qualified people that are going to be better cops and better neighbors than, like, the badge-heavy, tough-guy cop that wants to throw around their weight and actually hurt people as part of their job. You cut out the people who are the productive, good people who actually want to try to help by becoming a cop. Now, whether you can actually have any kind of influence as a cop is another question, but they don't know that before they get into it. If you're cutting out the better quality recruits and all you're getting are the badge heavies, the tough guys, the power mongers, the sickos, the sadists, those characters, then that could be another reason why you're seeing. I mean, that's more of a longer term explanation for why things are as bad as they are. And we had a former police trainer who used to listen to this show who had told us that, and this was a decade ago when he told us this, but he told us he was quitting doing the police training business, which he'd done for 15, 20 years or something like that. He was quitting because the quality of the recruits had gone down, like markedly down, that he could see over the years that he was a trainer, that when he quit at the very end, he was telling us that maybe 10 to 15% of the recruits were what he considered to be quality recruits. 10 to 15% of them. But he can't pass 10%, otherwise they're not going to be able to fill the positions that they need to fill.
Right, so he had to certify people that he didn't want to be police officers.
Yeah, he didn't think that they should have been. That's how bad it was a decade ago. So now, maybe this all rolls in, right? You're seeing, within the last decade, those numbers of shootings going up. Well, that would be those very people that he was training back in the day who are now a decade's worth of experience into the police world, and they know that they're protected.
Sure. Socialism pollutes everything that it gets into.
Sure does. And don't forget about the puppy side database. You know, you were talking about a database of all the humans that have been killed by cops. There's a website called Puppy Side that tracks all the dogs and animals that have been murdered by the police as well, which there's no shortage of those stories either. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Join us here on New Year's Eve.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.